This is Dr. Carl Counsell, and you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I was invited by Mr. Henry to host an hour of couple counseling, relationship counseling. It's something that I've done, and why? What better way to start than with you, Phil? And I want to thank Dr. Counsell for being here, and I wanted to talk to you about I have a relationship with Jackie. Everybody knows the lady that I talk about, and I thought I'd discuss some things with you. That's fire away whenever you want to, and that's what I do, and that's what I wanted to do. Now you've done this before on media. I had an hour long show in New Mexico that I did an early morning hour long show in New Mexico. And what could you tell me a little bit about? I don't really want to talk about that, if you don't mind. It's something I just want to leave in the past. But I did do an hour long, so I have some experience in couple counseling on these kinds of platforms, as you call them. I certainly have a marriage, family, child counseling license, as well as my degree in psychology.
You're a licensed psychologist.
I am a licensed psychologist, but the way it was done, it's difficult for me to talk about that.
In what way, sir?
I would want you to just respect my privacy there. I do have a doctorate in psychology, but what I had to go through to get it is nothing that I would ever want anyone, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
The way you got, if
you don't mind,
the way you got your psychology degree?
No, the way I got my doctorate in psychology is, I would rather not think about it. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'd rather not think about it, and I'd certainly rather not talk about it. And what I had to endure, I don't think any human being, living or dead, my worst enemy or not, should ever endure what I had to go through
to get
my doctorate in psychology. That said, I do have one, and I'm happy to talk with you about your relationship, Phil.
Okay. And you had an hour long?
I did an hour long program on a radio station in New Mexico, and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. It seems like you have a sort of a traumatized background.
I don't want to.
Okay. Let's talk. So I have this relationship with a lady.
How old is she?
Well, I'd rather not say.
All right. I don't know how old are you?
Is that important?
Yes, it is important.
I don't want to say though.
Fine. Okay. So you are, let's say you're X number of years old, and your lady's name is what?
Jackie.
And she's X number of years old. So how long have you known each other?
We've known each other. Well, I met her in 1994. We were colleagues at a radio station.
All right. So you've known her some almost 30 years.
Well, but we didn't talk to her. I mean, I knew her through my time at the radio station. Let's
slow down. Okay. So you have this lady in your life. That you've been with for how long?
I've been with her in a relationship for 2 years.
Okay, so you've been in a relationship with her for 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and my understanding is she doesn't live with you; she lives at her own abode.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you get together for coffee? Do you get together for when do you get together?
Once a month, like for a week.
You get together once a month.
She doesn't live in the same city.
Where does she live?
She lives in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area.
All right, so this is a long distance.
Yes, sir.
Long distance relationship. I understand. So you don't, do you know her? You do know her.
Yeah, I know her, and I met her. I'm sorry I'm confusing you, sir.
It's a little confusing. So you met her in 1994.
I met her in 1994.
All right, so you had a relationship, and then something happened?
No. When I met her, she was married. I didn't have a relationship that was personal with her then. I knew her as a professional, as a colleague. She worked at the radio station I worked at. She was in the news department.
Oh, I see. All right. So you know her professionally?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So, so you were in the same city then?
Yes. But what happened was,
all right, slow down. So you were in the same city, and now you're not?
Yeah, because I moved. Yeah, I moved. I was there in Miami until 1996. Then I moved to California.
You were in Miami in the same city with her.
Yeah.
And then you moved, and she stayed there.
Yes, sir. Well, see, she was married.
She was married.
Yeah, but we didn't have any kind of romantic relationship. No, not even really a social relationship. It was all very professional.
All right, so when you met this gal, Jackie, in 1994, you knew her professionally until 1996. And then what would you say your relationship was then?
Well, I guess we finished our professional relationship, and I went to California, and she stayed in Florida. She was married. She had a son. And she continued being married and living in South Florida.
So you were...
Yeah, I mean, doctor...
Wait a minute, Phil. Wait a minute. I'm the one with the psychology degree, and I went through... I won't even tell you what... It would sicken you what I went through...
I understand.
...to get that. So you knew her professionally, and then in 1996, you didn't know her anymore.
I don't know if you can say... Do we ever unknow people?
What do you mean?
Well, I knew her, but I just didn't have any more contact with her.
Okay. So how did you come to be with her 2 years ago?
Well, we were communicating via Facebook.
You were communicating via Facebook, okay.
Yeah, and we were talking. We were wishing each other happy birthday. I was talking to a lot of colleagues in Florida, in California. I was getting to connect with colleagues that I knew. I was talking to people that I at present knew, you know.
No, I don't. I know what Facebook is.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I don't have a Facebook page because I'm legally barred from that.
Why is that?
It's a story that I don't want to get into. There's an awful lot, as a psychologist and as your, not just your psychologist per se, but as your professional counselor this moment, Phil, there's much you don't need to know about me. The questions, my background would only compromise. I had a Facebook page. I was court ordered to...
All right, never mind. But you know what Facebook is.
I'm very intimately familiar with Facebook, yes.
So I had a Facebook page.
And you were saying hello to her, and she was saying hello to you.
Yes, sir. And at some point...
Well, what, did you proposition her?
No, sir, that it did not come down like that. We talked about our lives. We talked about our careers. We agreed that it would be nice to see each other again.
And how did that go, Dad? Did you say to her, I would like to have a sexual relationship with you?
No, sir, I did not say that.
Well, how did that happen then? I don't... See, this is what I'm trying to say, Phil.
Doctor, can I ask something, Dr. Hounsell?
No, you may not ask me anything.
I can't ask you anything.
No, you can't. I'm the professional. You are the patient. You ask me about my methods. You ask me about how I conduct myself. What you're fooling around in an area that you have no business being in because you don't have a professional understanding of what I'm doing. So allow me to ask these questions.
So there's a method to your madness, if you will.
What does that mean?
What I guess I'm saying is that there's a method to what you're saying that I don't understand.
That's exactly right. You don't understand. The as I said to you, the unspeakable hell that I went through.
All right, I'm sorry.
How did you get to... Have you slept with this woman?
I don't want to answer that question, sir. We're on in front of my audience.
Well, I'm sure they can well imagine. Let's say you have.
I don't want to... If you want to make certain assumptions, you can.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is, how did you get to that point?
I was talking to her via Facebook Messenger. We talked about our lives. We talked about, you know, what we wanted with our lives. We talked about where we'd been.
We're talking about what?
We were talking about our lives, talking about where we'd been and what we'd been doing.
And this somehow led to a sexual, well, all right, I won't ask. Somehow that got you to where you wanted to be with her, right?
I don't know that I, quote, wanted to be anywhere. I wanted to get to know her.
All right, so you were attracted to her.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. This is important, Phil, because you need to be forthcoming. You know, look at you. I'm looking at your body language right now. You're tense. You're squeezing. You've got your hands on your chest like you're a woman feeling yourself up.
And I'm scratching myself. If you don't mind, you know, maybe we don't want to.
All right, if you can't deal with you had me come on here, Phil, because you had read about me in the radio and TV interview report. And you knew that I was very forthcoming and honest, and you wanted to talk about your relationship. Let me ask you this. Do you have any sexual dysfunction?
No, I don't. And, you know, I don't want to go down that road at all.
All right, but I'm saying you were able to perform with her.
I'm not going to answer that question at all.
Well, that tells me something that you're hiding.
No, I'm not hiding anything. I don't want to get into that. You know what? I think that we've gone as far as I'd like to go. All right, Phil, I'm asking the questions here that naturally are putting you defensive, that are putting you on a that are poo. You all right? Thank you. That are putting you on the defensive. And, well, doctor, you're asking me questions. I thought you were going to talk to me about, you remember what I said to you? I said, I want to talk about relationships and being accepting of each other.
Right. I understand that was your question. I didn't know what you're talking. I don't know where you're coming from. Okay.
What do you mean?
When you say I'm in a relationship with a woman, I want to know how we come to an understanding of each other's differences and how we come to be accepting. Is that, that's what you wrote in the email. Hold on. What I wrote, wait, I've got it right here. Dr. Counsel, I would be particularly interested in discussing how we come to a coexistence, I think is the word you're using here, how we come to an acceptance of people, all of their proclivities, all of their idiosyncrasies, how we come to accept those aspects of the personalities of people that we love that perhaps are difficult for us to, the words accept, yes. And so that was, and I didn't understand any of that. Well, I didn't understand. So that's why I'm asking you, okay, well, I want to get to the bottom line of your relationship here with Jackie, right? So that's her name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Phil, try to loosen up, you know, you got your hands in your pants.
I got my hand in my pocket, not in my pants.
Oh, all right, you're right. Try to loosen up. I'm asking questions here from the standpoint of understanding your relationship with Jackie. Okay. So you met her in 1994, then you somehow didn't know her anymore.
I didn't live in the same town with her. I didn't, like I said, I this is going real bad.
What's bad about it? I'm asking questions that you obviously don't want to answer.
I don't mind answering questions. I don't know how to answer questions. Of course I knew her, but we just weren't in contact.
You knew her, but you weren't in contact. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, listen to your voice. Do you hear the panic? Yeah. That's a panic.
Doctor.
No, Phil, come on. That's a panic sound. I'm getting into places and spaces with you that you don't like.
No, sir. It's fine. It's fine. I don't know how to answer. Did I not know her? And from 1996 until 2 years ago, from the fall of 96 until 2 years ago in the winter of 2020, I didn't have any. Well, I had contact with her.
Ah, see how confused you are?
I had contact with her on Facebook from 2016, so 20 years later.
Say that again.
20 years from 1996 to 2016, I didn't talk to Jackie at all. It isn't that I didn't know her. When she messaged me and I messaged her, we knew each other. We knew immediately who each other was. I wished her a happy birthday. She wished me a happy birthday.
When's her birthday?
Her birthday's June 11th.
Oh, so you, all right.
Yeah.
What? So you actually do know her birthday?
Yes.
When did you find that out?
I don't know. I knew her birthday. Maybe it was on Facebook or something. All right.
So, see, you don't know what Facebook is. I knew what Facebook is, but by court order, I'm not allowed to have a Facebook page. That's all.
Okay. Can I ask you, have you ever been married?
I have, yes.
And what?
I'm not allowed to contact her.
You have a restraining order.
Yes, I do. Now, you don't use that as judgment.
Doesn't that indicate that you have a dysfunctional understanding of relationships?
Doesn't that indicate that you have a judgment of me that is far beyond the purview, the portfolio of this interview, Phil? It isn't about me. It's about you. It's about the fact that you met a woman, then you didn't know her, then 20 years later you did know her, then you somehow conspired or otherwise plotted to get into her bed.
No, sir, I did not. Not at all.
All right, well, you love her.
Yes, I love her.
What are you getting up? You see, look, you're all tense and you're grabbing your crotch.
My hand's in my pocket.
All right,
Dr. Counsel, I want to thank you very much.
Well, this could have gone much better, Phil.
All right, but that's okay. But I'm talking to a psychologist who, quote, went through untold horror to get his...
You find that funny, don't you? You find that a lot of people do.
When you say to me, you went through untold horror to get your psychology degree, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It means exactly what it says. It means exactly what it says.
All right. You had a radio show, an hour-long radio show, that you don't want to talk about.
No, I don't. No, I do not. Why would you force me to talk about something that only evokes searing anger in me?
Forget it.
I don't want to talk about it at all.
You were married, but there's a restraining order.
That's right. There's a restraining order, yes.
Is it needed?
No.
But that's something that my ex, she gets her kicks that way. She got her kicks, her laughs, by, I think I'll just slap a restraining order on him. I know what I'll do is I'll change the locks on the house. I know what I'll do is I'll change my route to work. Things that were unnecessary. And then finally, you asked me questions about my relationship with my girlfriend that just doesn't seem like have you ever been in a relationship with a woman? Have I ever been in a relationship with a woman? Why do you define it that way? Just because I've been in a relationship with a female. With a female, yes. A successful one? Not yet. But this is beyond the purview of the interview that I'm doing with you, Phil. Well, to answer your question, is it possible to be accepting of other people's foibles, of other people's failures? Is it possible to be accepting of other people's idiosyncrasies? Is that possible? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think anybody ever really will. I don't think anybody ever really can. Can we get along with people? I don't understand that. Can we get along with someone who has
idiosyncrasies?
Idiosyncrasies. What was that?
That was your square. That was your chair squeaking.
I can't. Are you leaving?
I have to. I don't know what that is.
What is that?
It's the chair squeaking, sir. You could get out of it. You know, thanks a lot.
This was great. This was fun. Let's do it again.
Sure. Dr. Carl Counsell on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show can bring into your world for a month or for a year subscription the kooky, wacky, and way out things what Phil Hendry enjoys and loves to bring into your home. Let Phil Hendry come into your home and sit there. He's showered, he's fresh, he's inoculated, and he can be your friend if you'll be his friend. 50,000 plus hours of Phil. All of it flowing into your home like something that just came off a mountain and crashed through the windows of the back of the house.
The Phil Hendry Show, a subscription at philhendryshow.com, makes your life just that much better. Get one for a month or for a year. Don't tell us how wonderful you think it is. We don't need all of the ass-kissing. We don't need all of the love. We know you'll love it. Just keep subscribing and 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 keep subscribing.
The greatest value online other than porn.
And keep subscribing and keep subscribing.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show today. An unusual show as we look at my life, my relationship with my beautiful girl, Jackie. And we just heard from Dr. Carl Counsell, and that, as far as I'm concerned, was a complete and utter disaster. Margaret Bray.
Well, it was, for a number of things. To recap, there he is.
You can't come in here, doctor. I left this pack of cigarettes. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure, Phil. There's that chair again.
Yeah. Well, get up out of it and
lock the door, Bud.
Yeah, Bud, lock the door.
Why?
Because I told you to. That's why.
All right. An unusual man, yes. Dr. Carl Counsell. A man who, to recap, said to get his psychology degree...
To get his doctorate.
To get his doctorate, he had to go through untold horror. The radio station... Well, you know,
the whole story just doesn't smack of anything honest. Where did we find this guy, Bud?
He wrote us a letter and said, I'd like to be on the Phil Hendry Show to talk about his relationship.
What is this TV and radio report?
He wasn't in that. He said he was. He wasn't. I looked it up.
Well, then why do we have him on the show?
Just look, he said he's a psychologist.
Hey, Bud, just because a guy says he's a psych, this guy said he went through untold horror.
He is right here.
Can I help you, doctor?
Well, I just wanted to explain something.
I thought I told you to lock the door, Bud.
I did. I locked it.
I picked the lock. I'm sorry.
Pick the lock. Go ahead. Sit down.
When I said that I went through untold horror to get my doctorate in psychology, it's not to say that I don't value my doctorate in psychology. It's just that I don't want to talk about the living hell that I went through. What do you mean, living hell? I don't want to talk about it. I can be very, very beneficial to Mr. Hendry if you just let me psychoanalyze him.
And you also said your radio show you don't want to talk about, you've got some kind of a restraining order from your marriage?
That's right. All of that's true, yes.
Are you proud of these things? By the way, I didn't think you could get I guess...
These were crimes that I committed after I got my degree.
You can't hold on to your doctorate having committed crimes, can you?
It depends on the crime.
It depends on the crime?
Yes. I'm a doctor of psychology.
I have my marriage, family, license, counseling license. MFCC. Who? Goodbye.
See you later, Doc.
I just want you to know I came here fully prepared to talk to you.
Well, you don't seem to understand what... You asked Phil how long he's been in a relationship with Jackie.
Yes, and I still haven't gotten that answer. I told you from early 2000. You said you met her in 1994, then you didn't know her after that. I wasn't living in Miami after that. I didn't have any contact with her. Don't you understand, Doctor? Or are you somehow mentally retarded? No. You can't insult me that way. I'm not... Listen, I'll leave and I'll never darken your sheets. As the great Groucho Marx once said, I'll leave and never darken your towels again. If that's what you'd like.
Yes, we would.
I think I would, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Really?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What'd you call me?
Nothing.
But see that he gets into his car and gets the hell down the highway.
Go on, get in your car.
I'm not staying. I wouldn't stay here if you people were gold-plated.
So, okay, he's in his car. He's leaving.
So you got that guy on this show because he... What are you laughing at, Phil?
But...
Well, what's the problem, man?
Because he wrote us a letter and said, hi, I'm a psychologist, and I'd like to psychoanalyze Mr. Henry.
Garrison, did you hear that?
Phil, you sort of barfed that out.
Yeah.
Did he write us a letter?
Yeah, he wrote us a letter. He said, I'm Dr. Carl Counsel, and I'd like to psychoanalyze Mr. Henry and tell him about his relationship. I said, okay.
Really? You don't really vet the guy, don't find out who he is or what he is?
He's a doctor. And I, in the pre-interview, he said, don't ask me any more about it because it's hell.
Jesus H. Christ, man.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave DeNubinen. I've been insuring the people of the Conjeo Valley for the last 28 years, and I'd like to be your insurer. I'd like you to give me a call. We can sell you insurance for your home, for your life, for your kids, for your wife. Dave DeNubinen. That's Dave DeNubinen. Insurance for you and the family, for your home, for your wife, for your kids, for your life. Remember me, Dave DeNubinen.
Don't you know your own name?
You bet I do. Dave DeNubinen. For your home, for your kids, for your wife, for your life, I'm Dave DeDubidon.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, that's a great question. Dave DeDubidon Insurance. Visit Dave online or at his office, 6151 Old Corkscrew Road in the Hauser Project. I'm Dave DeDubidon. For your house, for your life, for your wife, for your house, for your house.
For your house, for your kids,
for your life,
for your house.
That's me.
Welcome back to this very special program as Phil discusses the psychology, the realities, the love, and the joy that his relationship with young Miss Jackie brings him. We just had Dr. Carl Counsel on, and I'll leave it to General Shaw to summarize that. And Phil?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Carl, Dr. Counsel is a fraud. Doesn't sound like he's a doctor at all. And I understand, Phil, that he could probably sue us.
That's, I think you're making a very honest appraisal.
He sounds like a fraud and a real creep. And we've spent far too much time talking about the guy, bud.
Well, God, I thought it'd be interesting to bring him on and talk about Mr. Henry's relationship.
It was my fault. I thought it would be a kind of a pleasant change of pace.
Well, you thought it would be a pleasant change of pace.
Lord, don't hit the microphone.
I'm not hitting the microphone, Phil. I'm just...
Yeah, you are.
Well, all right, then move it further away from me, please. I thought, yes, it's a nice change of pace, Phil, but we don't want to know about your personal life, especially when Jackie isn't here to speak on it herself as well.
Right there. That's what the lady said. Right there.
What are you saying?
I think what we're saying is,
Yeah?
I mean, well, you...
What we're saying is there's no real interest in discussing your personal life having to do with someone else, and we just heard this whole convoluted thing about when you met her.
Yeah, when did you meet her?
1994.
Yeah, but nobody understands. No one understands. You understand? No one gets it.
All right, don't start bawling.
I'm not going to bawl.
I think what we're trying to say, Phil, is you're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm going to have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
Well, thanks a lot for that.
You're welcome.
Listen.
You're quoting figures You're dropping names. You're telling stories about the dames. You're always laughing when things ain't funny. You know you're trying to sound like you're big money. You know if talk was criminal, you lead a life of crime.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth, it's working overtime. Woo! Bud Dickman.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that. So I'm talk too much, huh? A
little bit, yeah.
Where'd you learn to play piano, Bud?
I don't. It's one of those...
You know, these... Oh, just push the button.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a jam. You know, Mark...
Wait. Woo!
Yeah, Bud. Tickling those ivories. I got it now. Yeah, I got it now.
Jesus. Oh, boy. Where's my Mr. Microphone?
What?
Yeah, he's great.
Go, man, go.
Wait, I've got something else to say. Check this out. You know that life is short, and talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. If you don't like the song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. If you must keep on talking, please make it rhyme. Woo! Because your mind is on vacation, Phil, and your mouth is working overtime.
What about that, Phil? Thanks a lot for nothing.
Yeah, thank you.
The clouds.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by that guy right there, Phil Henry. He just left the building.
Oh, you don't get your feelings hurt, Phil.
Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm General Galen. I almost said I was Margaret Gray.
In many ways, you are.